Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 27th parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to parak of Zayin, Mishnah Yud. Shlosh ha-shlosh ha-shenechlak. If you have a piece of cloth that's 3x3 tefachim, which is big enough to become tamei medrash, and then it gets split into two, tahor min ha-medrash. It's now tahor from tumas medrash, halva tamei maga medrash. But it's tamei as like something that touched a medrash. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'chi be'ezim medrash nagazah. What medrash did it touch? It didn't touch any medrash. Elim kei nagah Hazav, Tamei Mag Hazav. If you want to make a Tamei, so let a Zav touch it, and that will make a Tamei. Mishnah Yiral, Shlosh Al Shlosh. If you have a cloth that's 3x3 Tvachim, Ba'ashvos Bar Vitzor Melech, and you threw it out in the garbage and became Tamei, unless it's still Bari, it's still fully intact, and it's Tzor Melech, it's strong enough to wrap salt in. Bebayis O Bari O Tzor Melech. If it's not in the garbage, it's in your house, so you didn't throw it out, then it only needs to be strong enough to either be fully intact or to wrap salt in it, but it doesn't need both of those qualities. So, kama melech yetzorer, how much salt does it have to be able to wrap? Rova, a quarter of a kav. Rabbi Yehuda omer bedaka, the quarter of a kav of salt should be fine salt. V'chamor begasa, that even like kosher salt is good enough. Eil ve'il miskavim lahakel. Both of them are trying to be makel, meaning Rabbi Yehuda thinks that to wrap fine salt you need a stronger material, and the chum say that no, you need a stronger material for coarse salt. Rabbi Shimon omer, shavim shalosh ha'shalosh ba'ashbo shalosh ha'shalosh ba'bayis. If it's 3x3 tefachim in an ashba, that has the same din as something that's 3x3 etzba'os in a bayis. So just like something that's 3x3 etzba'os in a bayis is less than the shear for tumas medrash, so it cannot become tumas medrash. So if it's 3x3 tefachim in an ashba, it also cannot become tamei tumas medrash, even though it is the proper shear. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Yud, we said that if you have a 3x3 tefach cloth that gets split into two, so it's tarfa medrash, but it's machlokas whether it's tamei maga medrash. And then in Mishnah Yiral, if we said that if you have a 3x3 tefach cloth, it depends whether it's in the ashba or in the bayis in terms of what its qualifications would be in order to be able to be mekabel tuma. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perchav Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis.